Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is probably the best day of college football we've had all season and the best we've had in a while, with a pair of undefeated teams hooking up. Penn State against Minnesota, both undefeated at this moment. They play early in the day. LSU Alabama, which is the real main event at 3:30, two powerhouses in the SEC. It is a great day of college football. And joining us right now, one of the best guys to do it, and that, of course, is Brian Jones. Brian Jones of CBS. He used to be like the biggest deal here when he worked in our building at the network. And now, where do you even live now? Do you like sip Mai Tais on the beach all day long?
Joe and Evan, baby, I was so big, they said, get your ass out of here. We don't want you to work here anymore. That's how huge I was.
Well, listen, Joe and I both miss you around here. I mean, you're
Jones.
Yeah, you're the best.
Jones, who's better than you, Jones?
Very few.
I mean, listen, yeah.
I had a blast over there, and who knows what the future holds, and miss you guys as well. We always had a ton of fun, and that's the best part of it. And y'all cool cats. Pretty much everyone over there. There are a couple, you know, that weren't so cool, but
we know who they are.
We won't digress.
We know who they are, Brian. There's no doubt about that. Are you in Tuscaloosa? Where are you?
I am in Birmingham. I'm about to head to Tuscaloosa as soon as I'm done with you guys. We're going to go take a little walk around the scene that's going to be wild tomorrow, but we're taking our studio show on the road, so it should be fun. My first trip to Tuscaloosa, and what a hell of a game we should have on tap.
You know what's kind of cool about this, more so than normal? In the past, when we've seen Alabama LSU hook up in big games, we've seen some classic defensive struggles, some low scoring games, which I admit I personally love. This is different because I think we have a chance to actually see a shootout, because both of these teams have damn good quarterbacks. We'll see how healthy Tua is. And damn good offenses. How about the different feel we have of LSU-Alabama this time around?
Spot on assessment. You look at the defenses, and they're not too shabby. They just don't have that dynamite, dominant player like a Quinnen Williams, who's now up there with you guys with the New York Jets. And he ate up LSU last year. And the guy ate up double teams, one-on-one. They could not block him. So
he's
LSU
not eating anybody up right now, I can tell you that. Except Jet. You know who he's eating? Let me tell you. You know who he's eating up, Brian? Brian, he's eating up Jet fans. That's who he's eating. He's eating me up. You know what I mean?
I know they've blown a few engines over there. I get it, man. But he was blowing up this LSU offense. Joe Burrow didn't have time to breathe. But you look on the other side, Terrell Lewis has really come on for the Alabama defense. Their last two ball games, six turnovers they're forced, last three, nine sacks. So, but look who that was. You know, you're talking about the Tennessees and the Arkansas of the world, although Tennessee is getting better. So offensively, yeah, they're clicking. And that's the missing piece for LSU. They haven't had that balance. Last four out of five ball games, they've averaged about 180 on the ground and right at 300 passing. So they're hoping to have some balance. Alabama's always hanging their hat on the running game, a bruising running game. Other than the South Carolina game where they mustered only 76 yards on the ground, it's been the passing game. In that game, they had almost 500 yards passing. And, of course, you know, Tua's got his four tops. Burrow's got his pips. It should be fun to watch, and we'll see if it's a high-scoring affair, which I think it will be in the 30s, or if, the running games come to play and the defenses step up and stop the passing game.
You know, I look at this game, and to me it's a bigger game for Alabama than LSU. I think LSU can lose this game, but with all the quality wins they've had so far this year, maybe as a one-loss team, with that loss maybe being a tough one to Alabama on the road, they can still find their way somehow into the Final Four. Where if Alabama loses this game, I mean, I know they play Auburn down the road, but they don't really have a lot of any real quality wins going for them right now. How about that?
I agree they don't have any quality wins. And you look at the LSU, the committee, the playoff committee, snubbed them, and they didn't really recognize all the quality wins LSU has because they have them in that two-hole. I thought they should have been
Ohio State
number one team.
Right.
Yeah, Ohio State, yeah, they've been dominant, but they don't really have any quality wins. Wisconsin, that's about it. Cincinnati, who they drubbed early on. I like Cincinnati out of the AAC. But Alabama has that political capital. That's why I thought Clemson not being in one of the top four was interesting as well. I thought they were snubbed because having knocked off, slayed the Dragon twice now to win the national title and in dominant fashion a year ago. And I know the rosters, they changed season to season, but still, they built up a ton of political capital, but the committee didn't see it that way because of the close win, I should say, versus UNC, North Carolina. But I think Alabama will still be in the number because they are Alabama, even if they lose, if it's a close ball game. LSU, here's how I see LSU. LSU, everything they've amassed thus far, the three victories over top 10 teams in the first eight ball games, posting just ungodly numbers on the offensive side of the ball, Joe Burrow being a Heisman candidate. All that goes for naught if they don't win this ball game. This is their Super Bowl. They've lost eight straight. This is a huge rivalry. Nothing else matters. Yeah, they may still be in the running, but I'm telling you, it's going to be such a Debbie Downer if they don't win this damn ball game that I don't know if they can pick up the pieces from it.
Interesting.
Yeah, very interesting.
Yep.
Let me ask you about this Joe Burrow, because, look, you know everything. I trust you on everything. Last year, okay. I heard of Joe Burrow last year. I heard of him. Sure, yep. Nice. Okay, quarterback, LSU. He transferred over from Ohio State. Okay, fine. I guess I know who he is. I did not think this guy was going to, A, potentially win a Heisman, and B, now be talked about as a legitimate first-round pick. Did you see this coming with Joe Burrow?
I did not see this coming, him playing at this high a level, but I did see in the last ball game last year, the bowl game versus UCF, posted some great numbers. And they haven't really gotten wholesale away from what they did there at the end of the season. They were spreading people out, opening it out, and chunking it all over the place. But they still relied heavily on their run game, and they're still relying on that run game somewhat. But Joe Brady comes in from the New Orleans Saints and implements some pro concepts from that spread scheme that Drew Brees has excelled in, and it's really taken off now. And Joe Burrow's a hell of an athlete, and he gets to utilize his legs as he did in the Auburn game, the Florida game, picking up first downs, using his wheels, and he's a tough customer. So what I like about the young man, he's cool, he's calm, in the pocket, he's a good athlete, and yet, you know, he's so unassuming. I had a good buddy of mine that played at LSU tell me, when he's around campus, the guy always has his head down. He doesn't speak unless spoken to. I mean, you really have to force him to come out of his shell. When he gets on that football field, a different person emerges, and he's taken to this new offense, these new wrinkles, this reimagined offense like a fish takes to water. So he's developed. You look at his history at Ohio State, man, and you know, the needling he took from Urban Meyer and the other quarterbacks in that room, like a Cardale Jones, JT Barrett. I mean, and he took all that, and he was a slow developer, but now he's coming to his own. Some of us, you know, like myself, it takes us a little while to figure things out. He's figured it out in grand fashion, and let's see if that translates to a W in Tuscaloosa tomorrow.
Talking to Brian Jones, of course, of CBS Sports, and you'll see it on CBS Channel 2 here in New York, 3:30, with Brad Nessler and Gary Danielson, all of that, LSU, Alabama. All right, there's another undefeated, two teams playing that are undefeated this week as well. Noon game, Big Ten, a very surprising team, Minnesota, who's 8-0 at home against Penn State, who right now is number 4 in the rankings. What's your thoughts? You give Minnesota a shot in this game? I mean, how good is Minnesota right now?
Roll the boat, baby. And P.J. Flagg just turned his 8-0 to a 7-year extension. That's money in the bank, baby. So I like them. And I go back to last year when they made Joe Rossi, who's the current defensive coordinator, their interim defensive coordinator. They jettisoned Rob Smith. The last six games under Rob Smith, they had 42 plays of 20-plus yards they allowed. Six games or eight games this year with Joe Rossi, they have 20 such plays. So they've gotten better on the defensive side of the ball. They're mixing things up. They're confusing opposing offenses. They've got 11 different guys who've helped amass their 19 sacks on the season. And watch this kid, Antoine Winfield Jr. Remember his daddy?
Sure, yeah.
Long-time NFL.
Minnesota, Ohio State.
He's rated as the number one safety right now, not Grant Delpit, who plays for LSU, who hopefully is healthy. Remember, he's dealing with an ankle injury as well. He sustained in that Auburn ball game. But Winfield Jr., top of the leading tackles, 5 interceptions. So he's a stud going up against K.J. Hamler, excellent wide receiver for Penn State. And this Freiermuth, the tight end, is just taking the world by storm. I like Penn State in the ball game. They got a hell of a defense. But this is going to be one tough football game. P.J. Fleck has sprinkled his magic dust on this team, just like he did at Western Michigan, taking them to a New Year's Six bowl game, the Cotton Bowl. And now you've got the guys believing there at Minnesota. And they've got 3 games this season, guys, where they've rushed over 300 yards. They got an offensive line. First 4 ball games, they gave up like 15 sacks. These last 4, they've given up about 1. So they're getting better. Either you're getting better or you're getting worse. Your Jets are getting worse. Well, your Jets have been worse and they stayed worse, even though they beat my Cowboys. But the Minnesota Gophers, they're getting better, baby.
Right. We're talking to Brian Jones. Now, I don't think this is going to affect the Buckeyes. They're playing Maryland this weekend. I think they're favored by 107.
43.5.
43.
I think that's what it is.
Yeah, no, you're right. It is that high. But for the Giant fan and the Jet fan listening, we're all dreaming now of Chase Young. And the fact that he may have to miss a few weeks or miss the rest of the year because he's suspended, that's fine. Keep him fresh and healthy. How good is Chase Young? Give me a little scouting report on him, in your opinion.
That nickname Predator. The dude is bad to the bone. I'd love to see him a little bit more stout versus the run game, but he's a big kid, 6'5", 6'6". And we noticed a year ago when he had to go in for the Bosa kid who was injured early on in the season that he was a good one. And he just looks the part and he plays like that. You know, the 14, 15 sacks under he has leading the nation right now. You just can't get around him. He has such length. So I like him. This little hiccup, hopefully that's all it is. What I'm hearing is that an old family member who happens to be also an agent may have gotten in the mix. So it's nothing that's going to, force teams to take him off their board because he's done something illegal or malicious. But we'll see how long he has to sit. But, yeah, he's a true talent, man, and I can see him be that number one pick off the board. The guy has it all.
All right, real quick, because you know you got to run. Give me your predictions for the Alabama game and the Penn State game, both of them.
I got Penn State winning a squeaker. Love what they do on the defensive side of the ball with Etour, Gross Matos, and the other kid. Damn, what his name is escaping. But they got some nice bookends at the defensive end. And this quarterback Clifford has been outstanding. Trace McSorley was all world, and Clifford. It comes in with a lot of dual threat abilities and the stable of running backs. As far as LSU and Bama, I'm going to go with LSU. If they don't win it this year, they ain't going to ever beat Alabama. This is the best team they've fielded since they beat them that 9-6 ball game 8 years ago.
So there's a report coming from Ian Rappaport that Deion Sanders has emerged as a candidate for the Florida State head coaching job.
Really?
Yeah. What are your thoughts on that, Brian?
Why not? Why not? Hell, you got guys who've never been GMs being GMs.
That's fair enough.
So why not go get a former player who's coached Pee Wee and Pop One and all that stuff and make him the coach? As long as he surrounds himself with some bona fide assistant coaches, why not?
You know why?
I don't see Deion as a coach.
Yeah,
that's
he's
the
like
only
a
thing.
TV star now. That's why
that.
I was surprised.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Just because he's made
like
an industry
out of it. He coaches there in the Dallas area.
Does he?
He's been doing it for a long, long time. And he mentors a lot of guys who go on to high school and in college careers. So why not put him in there?
Yeah. Brian, great talking to you, man.
Brian, always a pleasure,
guys.
Bro.
We miss you, too.
We miss you, too. We'll be watching you tomorrow, that's for sure.
Indeed. The great Brian Jones now of the CBS Sports Network. I think Deion could be a good coach if he wants to.
I don't see him as one. I mean, that doesn't mean he wouldn't be. I just don't see it.
I'm just more surprised that he would want it.
Right.
I just figure, especially a college coaching job, because he sits there on TV on the NFL Network. He gets to analyze the highlights on Sunday nights. Seems like a sweet gig.
Right.
Why would you want to give it up?
Gets to call whoever was the big baller of the day.
Right, right. Gets to have fun.
Right.
But then again, look, we're seeing Carlos Beltran want to manage. I wouldn't have thought he would want to after making $200 million.
I see Beltran more of a manager than Dion as a coach. I don't know. That's just me. I don't know.
Well, we'll see if he accepts it. Right. We'll see if he gets it and accepts it.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.